So there's a general trend worldwide that we're seeing more breast cancers in younger women. Now, no one knows the exact reasons why. In South Africa, some of the possibilities are that we generally have a younger population, and therefore a larger proportion of the breast cancers diagnosed will be in younger women. Also, there's a theory that black women tend to get breast cancer at a younger age. And we see that really in countries across the world, including the USA and in Europe. There is more awareness about breast cancer, and I think people are getting tested at an earlier stage, so we are picking up more. There also may be some societal and lifestyle changes that we're seeing over many generations, which are now kind of showing up as earlier breast cancers. I think probably the biggest barrier to earlier diagnosis of breast cancer is a lack of awareness. I think a lot of women don't realize that it can happen to them. It can happen to anyone at all, even if it's not in the family. And like we said, even younger women in their 20s and 30s could develop a breast cancer. So it's that knowledge that that they could get it, and what it would feel like or look like, or where they need to go to have it tested. So I think education really is key. Unfortunately, there are also inadequate health facilities, as we know, especially in the public sector, and that's from clinic level, where you might have nursing sisters who don't have the knowledge to educate or test patients, and all the way to mammography departments, which there are very, very few in state. And then in the private sector, even though most medical aids do pay for mammograms to test for breast cancer, unfortunately, many, many patients who are on medical aids don't know that they are eligible and that it will be paid for by their medical aid. So really, I think there's not a lot we can do about the infrastructure and facilities, but if we can get the message of awareness out there, that would be very helpful. Some women are certainly at a higher risk than other women, and as a general rule, breast cancer becomes more common the older you get. So someone in their 50s is at a significantly higher risk than someone in their 40s. And breast cancer in your 30s and 20s is quite uncommon, but unfortunately, it does happen. The vast majority of women who get a breast cancer don't have any particular risk factors. But if you do have a risk factor, in other words, if there's something in your life that means that you have a higher chance of getting breast cancer, it's really important to know, because you might need to do additional or earlier testing. So what are some of the risk factors? The most important is family history. And there we're talking about first degree relatives like mothers or sisters, especially if they got it at a young age, or if there's more than one of them, then that woman would be at a high risk. Women who've had previous breast problems, whether it's just a biopsy that wasn't a cancer, and certainly if you did have a cancer before, obesity and certain other lifestyle factors. So, I think the first thing is just to realize that breast cancer can happen to anyone, but also to speak to your doctor and just discuss what your personal risk factors might be. Because if you are at a higher risk, what it means then is that you need to have testing earlier, whether that's just examination by your doctor or nurse in your 20s, or whether it's about going for ultrasounds or even mammograms from your 30s. And women who are very high risk might need to add an extra test like MRI or even genetic testing.